Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you today?
Oh, pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. How's your side of the pond?
Doing good, man. We're still hanging in there through this whole COVID quarantine situation, but thankfully football season is around the corner and gives us something to look forward to. How about y'all?
Exactly, exactly. We need something to look forward to.
Absolutely. How are y'all making it okay? Been a while since we saw you. Last time we talked was at the Biletnikoff Foundation.
Exactly. I mean, that was a while back now, but we're all doing great over here. It's just obviously just so weird. Like first time in 25 years, no to the States for me. It's like, this is too weird. By now I'd be planning what games I'm going to, what things I'm going to be up to, but everything's just gone haywire, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, since we're already talking about it, let's jump in. Let me give you a quick little introduction. So welcome to an RFR conversation with good friend of the show, Keith Smith. You know Keith Smith as the Crusader Raider. You see him at the, of course, representing Silver and Black UK every time the Raiders go over to London, but also plenty of games here in the States and Oakland and otherwise, always representing and carrying not only that UK flag, but that Raider Nation flag waving high. So appreciate you joining us here back on the show again, Keith Smith.
Oh, it's great. It's great to be back on the show. And it's obviously, you know, just good to be talking full, you know, rather than all the other things that are distracting us in the world at the moment. You know, let's football's uniting us as a nation. And always so, you know, when other people are trying to divide us, let's talk football and let's talk family and togetherness rather than all this other stuff that's going on in the world at the moment, which is distracting from everything.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more, man. It's one of the things that's beautiful about sports and especially football. It's the great unifier, right? Like I said not that long ago that, you know, when the Raiders score a touchdown and I turn around and give you a high five, it doesn't matter to me what the color of your skin is, what your politics are, what your, you know, orientations are. None of that stuff matters. What matters is, are you wearing silver and black or not? If you're not, we're going to boo at you. But if you are, we're going to high five each other and celebrate the Raiders, right?
Exactly, exactly. And the beauty of the Raiders, and obviously, you know, other teams have always, I've said this to you before, other teams about being worldwide, but the Raider Nation truly is worldwide. And, you know, at Silver and Black UK, we've had some great opportunities to meet so many of the guys when they come to London in 2014, 2018, 2019. But it's been great to be the host. But sadly, this year, this will be the first in 25 years I've not made it across the pond. And it's, you know, it's a bit of a choker, really. But especially as we're in our new stadium and everything, it's just, you know, it's just a toughie. But we have to do what's right at the moment. And unfortunately, we're not allowed to travel. We're not allowed to fly. The bottom line is, we'll still be there next year. So let's, let's keep pulling it. You never know. By Christmas, things may have changed and I'll be able to get me Super Bowl ticket.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Or how about an AFC Championship game at home in Allegiant Stadium, right?
I'll take it. I'll take it. Whether I'll get a ticket for it's another matter. But I'll
that's
take
right.
It.
That's right. Well,
no, it's crazy because a lot of people don't know that. Obviously, I did a game every year at the Coliseum, and sometimes I did three games a year. It's just a crazy. situation to go into, but you know, we're excited over this side of the pond. Silver and Black UK are very active. You know, we're doing a lot of things online to interact with people. We've got our new membership drive at the moment at www.silverandblackuk.com. And this year, you know, we've got a great swag pack. You know, you've got a challenge coin in there, an exclusive challenge coin. You've got flags, you've got pennants, you've got lanyards, you've got exclusive Silver and Black UK playing cards, your member patch, your member thing, and it's all for less than $30, with all the proceeds going to a designated charities both for the pond, the Biletnikoff Foundation, and supporting disabled children in the UK. So it's a great opportunity. You know, I know people are finding it a bit tough financially at the moment, so if you can't do it, you can't do it. But if you can, you know, sign up for silverandblackuk.com and join us so that we can carry on raising funds for these causes, which really need us now more than perhaps they've ever needed us. And, you know, there's an opportunity for us to come together as a nation and just, you know, support each other, because that's one of the biggest things through this lockdown and through everything that's gone on since March this year, that you know, you see certain friends and you talk to certain friends. But it's really been amazing how strong the bond is. And I knew it anyway, but other people didn't realize sometimes how strong and supportive this nation is of each other. And we've had a lot to deal with. Obviously, you know, we've lost friends, we've lost family, and we've got friends and family that are unwell. But football will always unite us. And when we get that first win in 2 weeks' time, and then we've got Monday Night Football, you know, Silver and Black UK, we're going to be rocking it here. The Monday night game is a bit of a killer, because with the 7 hour time difference, that's going to be a killer. But I think it's more a case of go to bed early, get up early, and then enjoy the game like at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning. But it's going to be great.
And just make sure you call out of work, because you know what I mean? Cause you know, you're going to be imbibing a little bit during a Raider game. So if we're going to be doing that first thing in the morning, we got to make sure you don't have to head into work later.
Exactly. I'm lucky, my friend. I got to take the early retirement at 54, so I got to retire 3 years ago. So I'm having a cool time and enjoying life. You know, I have a very supportive wife who follows me and supports me in everything I do, and we've got a very supportive family. And you know, I just enjoying life. You've got to enjoy what we've got. None of us are wealthy, super wealthy people, unless we win that lottery ticket. But we enjoy each other's company, and you can't put a price on that. And when you need friendships, and when you go through tough times like we've done, you know, in Silver and Black UK, you know, I've had the opportunity, you know, to support lots of people in our community over here and share some Raider love this side of the pond. And it's been great to do that. So, you know, it's great, your show. Obviously, we love listening to your show. You know, you've got a lot of people listening this side, not just in England. You've got them crazy Scots that listen in, and you've got our friends in Germany and Sweden. You know, they're listening in. So you keep the good job going, because we need those positive vibes. Just in case we have any hiccups along our road to the playoffs. But, you know, you'll keep us positive. I know that. And the cave will keep us positive. We've got to keep it going.
Absolutely. Will do. And thank you so much for that. I cannot appreciate you all enough. I mean, everybody affiliated with Silver and Black UK, and all of our great Raider fans over there in Europe. And like you said, it's globally. But we know, I mean, when I look at our ratings and I see the hot spots on the map, I mean, I see all over, certainly all over the UK, especially. And thank you to those of you that, in the way that you support us. I mean, you know, the other day on the show, like I was talking about a handful of the folks that interact with us pretty regularly. And I was like, I can't even try to like name everybody, because if I did, I know I would leave somebody out, because there are so many. And so, and you all just are such huge supporters of ours. And thank you for that. Thank you for what you do to support us. So and in turn, and we want to support what you're doing as well, because, you know, as you know, as a, somebody that's familiar with our show, we're all about what we can do to give back. You know what I mean? That we're all about giving to the greater good and doing something with this whole platform that we've been given. And whether it's a show like ours or a fan club like your all's, you do a lot with it. And as you mentioned, the membership dues and the proceeds that you raise, it all goes out to great charities. And so I want to let all the Raider fans know that are here in the U.S. or otherwise, You can all be members of Silver and Black UK. So go out there, get a membership. As Keith said, it's less than $30. You get some really cool swag, and you're going to be able to benefit some really fantastic charities like the Biletnikoff Foundation. And then, and it was it Disabled Children in the UK? Is that what you said, Keith?
The school for children with additional needs in the UK. So we're supporting children with autism, learning disabilities, and some complex disabilities. So last year we were able to raise enough money. We gave over 250 gift Christmas gifts, you know,
wow.
Exclusive sensory toys, and which are really specialists to the needs of those children. So and they got to meet Crusader Raider, aka Father Christmas, last year.
Oh,
it's a good
it.
Job! I've got the waistline for it, man. I've got the waistline and the figure for that Santa outfit.
Love it, man. I love it. That's awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you doing the Lord's work, man. That's awesome stuff. Thank you so much for the work that you do for Raider Nation and being an awesome ambassador. It's great to get to know you, and I've gotten to know you over the years now, and appreciate what you do on behalf of the Raiders and on behalf of Raider fans. So let me ask you, so you've got an app also, and we shouted that out on the show the other day, because we've got you have a media tab on your app, and you were so gracious to include our network of shows here on the Fan Cave. Tell the listeners a little bit more about what the app you got, what you got going on with that.
Well, the app's awesome as well. I mean, to be honest, I didn't set that up. I'm more the face of the Crusader Raider. Ollie's your app man, but it's an opportunity where we've got obviously lots of things on the app where it links different clubs around the world. It links different radio and media things. It's got links to the fantasy football leagues throughout Europe. It's got links to all our merchandise, our charities, our support. So you can get that link as well. And the best bet really would be to get Ollie to send that link over to you again if you haven't.
Great.
Got it, or if you can share that link so that people can see the app, and then just sign up. It's, you know, it's all free to sign up to Silver and Black UK for the app, but it just gives you an insight to the things that we're doing and an opportunity for people again to understand that the Raiders, often people, you know, we had a lot of upset obviously when we left Oakland, and I never wanted to leave Oakland, don't get me wrong, I didn't want to go, but at the end of the day, Oakland was one home. Vegas is our new home. London was a home last year in October, and boy, did we have a good time in London when we hosted the Bears. So, you know, it's a case of, you know, look at that app, look at the www.silverandblackuk.com. You've got the links there to the app. You've got the links to the membership, everything that's going on. And as you quite rightly pointed out, this isn't something that's just for people in the UK or Europe. This is an opportunity for everybody to come together. And the $30, yes, you'll get your awesome swag pack, and it'll be sent out to first class airmail to people over in the States or over the world. But really, it's the point that there's an opportunity for us all to make the difference to the lives of somebody else. So that's the plug really for that.
That's beautiful. That's perfect. And so, yeah, absolutely. We'll have links to all that in the show notes here for those of you that are listening on the YouTube or otherwise. Just look down there in the description of the episode, and we will definitely have links to all of that stuff. And thank you again, Keith, for what you're doing with all that, with the giving back. All right, so let's talk a little bit about football. Let's talk a little bit about the Raiders themselves. A lot of hype this season. Man, the rookies are looking good. Frankly, all the young players are looking good. What do you think? Now, of course, I know you're a Raider fan. You think the Raiders are going to go 16-0 and win the Super Bowl just like I do. But aside from that level of expectations, what do you think, like, realistically, like, what are we kind of looking at? What do you expect to see from the Raiders this season?
Well, I'm expecting, obviously, you know, we need to build on what Josh Jacobs did last year for us and the punishment that he put onto those teams. But he's got to punish the AFC West predominantly this year. We've got to get a better record in the West. You know, I would love to think we're going to go 16-0, but I'm more realistic than you perhaps, and I'll for 11-5 or 12-4 or something like that. But we've got to win in the West. And if we can win in the West, you know, Kansas City is not that much of a you know, they had their little moment, but we knew if we hadn't given up that lead last year against Kansas City and Oakland, who knows what would have happened, you know? And I think that the running game we compound, I think from a point of view of the defense, we've just got to protect more. We've got to get these full season turnovers. We can't keep on going to third down and letting people out of the hole, because the amount of times we get people at 3rd and 8 and boom, something goes wrong. We either throw a penalty or we do something wrong. We've got to force some turnovers, because I honestly believe that Derek Carr is going to Derek Carr has no excuses this year. Derek Carr now has weapons. Derek Carr now has protection, and Derek Carr has a running game. Derek Carr has a brand new stadium. He has a purpose-built field. We've got a practice facility. And now it's a case of if Derek, who I honestly believe he's the quarterback that could take us forward, but he's got to do it this year. There's no more hiding. There's no more sort of, I didn't have the receivers. They didn't know the route. There's no more of that. We've got a team that can challenge this year, and a team that can challenge. I wish we had the home support in that stadium to give them the support there, but it's going to be the same for everybody around the league this year. Everybody's going to be in the same position. So it's not going to be so tough for us to go to Kansas City or Denver this year. As for Los Angeles, well, they're used to being an empty stadium. So they've got an advantage because, sadly, our friends from Southern California have had it. They've had this advantage over playing in empty stadiums for many a year. So they've got that advantage of knowing what it's like. But I think that you'll find that once we get over the first two or three games in Allegiant, it's going to be okay because in the English Premier League and in the soccer stadiums here in the UK, we've been playing soccer in Europe throughout this in empty stadiums, and they pump in sound. They have fans, they have pictures of the fans in the seats. You know, they've just tried to create an atmosphere for it. But I think that's to our advantage because, you know, we know how tough it is for us to go to Kansas City, to go to Denver and some of the other places, even New England this year. Why should we be afraid of going to New England? I think it's week three, we're going to New England. In the past, we'd have been worried about, they had a quarterback up there. I don't know if you remember him, Tommy Brady or something.
I might have heard of him. Yeah.
But he's gone. And I think we've got an opportunity this year to find ourselves in the situation of winning. You know, we've got a chance to win, and we've got to win because we've got speed again. We've got speed. Now, if Derek Carr's given 6 seconds, 6 seconds is a long way downfield for Ruggs and Co. You know, they've gone a long way down. And with Witten on the tight end, you know, with what we've got in tight ends and what we've got there and the options we've got in the passing game there, we don't have excuses. So people have got to go with it, and we got to do it. And you got to knock on wood if you're with me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Keith. Love it. Love it. Hey, let me ask you this. So this is very interesting. So of the stadium sports, so like we have, like, so our basketball is up and running, our hockey is up and running, and then our baseball is up and running. And so with basketball and hockey, they're arena sports. So you typically will have, well, not typically, you always have a much smaller crowd than what you have in terms of even like in a baseball stadium. It gets a little bit bigger and it's been a little odd, but baseball is a quiet sport to begin with. So even though they're pumping in some crowd noise and some organ music and things like that, tell me a little bit about that experience with your soccer teams, because those games get played in huge arenas or huge stadiums with like American football level or bigger crowds. So what has that been like watching that? What can we as US fans, what can we expect for those that haven't seen the soccer matches? What can we kind of expect in terms of like the ambient noise or whatever? Is it off-putting at all, or is it pretty cool?
Well, at first it was a little bit off-putting, and the stadiums, they were weird at first because they were empty and there was no sound. And then the TV companies decided that they would pump in sound on your TV channels. You could with sound or without sound, you could have effects. And it's a bit like if you can imagine playing a game of Madden. They've got someone inside the stadium that's pushing the button. So every time something great happens, there's a crowd reaction accordingly. The only thing at first, it was a little bit behind. So you might have a touchdown, but you might have to wait for a 3 seconds delay for the celebration to happen. Okay. They then put the tarpaulins around the lower levels. They put, let's say they put thousands of fans paid something like $30 each, and they got their picture, a life-size picture of them sat in their seat at the stadium. So they're looking at it from a TV point of view. It looks like the stadiums are full up with fans. So you add in the pictures of all the fans, you add in the tarps, you add in the news, you add in the added sound, you add in the Madden effect, and it gives you an experience. And they say, at first it was a little bit weird, but then you become accustomed to it. Nothing will ever replace fans. You know, this is the thing that that they forget. They often forget, not just the NFL, but lots of sports people. You know, they forget they can have all their TV money, they can have all their radio money, without the real fans who give that passion. You know, it's being a Raider fan is not a thing that happens in September and finishes in January or February.
That's right.
It's something that we have 365 days of the year, and that passion that we have for our team will be there. So you can't replace that passion, but you can replace the effect. But what's important is that you'll find that fans have Zoom meetings. So at the stadiums for lots of the soccer games, they put big screens on the big screens. They'll have, I don't know, 60 or 70 fans. When something happens, they'll pick fans out, and so you're celebrating on the screen. But it's so it's a little bit Madden-ish, like to see what's going on. But it's very much things are going on. Or your five groups, like at Silver and Black UK, we've got Ollie set up a virtual setup so that we can, as fans, we'll all be on the Zoom link together on game night, and we'll be there together.
Wow, what a fantastic idea. I love that. And I hope somebody in our listening audience picks up on that, because I would love to see, like an RFR version of that, of something where we could have a community of fans get together all at the same time. What a great idea for you all to do that. That's fantastic, Keith. And I love the idea that look at that. Okay, the virtual. So I'm looking at here. Keith's showing me on the screen here. Silver and Black UK virtual tailgate. And so that's going to be a link there where everybody can jump in on it, huh? How cool is that?
Exactly, yeah. So the link will be on there. So we'll all be in our own homes, and we'll all be doing our own barbecues and our own beers, and we'll have our tailgate as normal. A Zoom interactive method. And then when the game starts, we'll be watching the game on our TVs. We'll have our laptops, our tablets, our phones, and we can interact with each other and enjoy the experience as we're going through. Because, you know, I can't wait for football. I am so excited and so pumped to see what we've got. And because we had no preseason, though, I know you can never really read a lot into preseason, but we never had a preseason this year. But when you see what we've got at the moment, there is no reason. You know, I think we're in one of the strongest positions we've been in since the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay. Some of the weapons we've got, some of the things we've got. And I think we've got some real leaders in our team. You know, I think Mad Max is ready to go. And I think we've got enough experience in different parts of our team to do well. And it's such a coach as well. It's Gruden's time now. You know, you've had a few years to pull this together, but now you've got a team together. So let's see what happens. And I think last year we just, you know, we was great. I remember I saw five live games last year. I saw three in Oakland, the New York Jets game, and the London game against the Bears. And we was at one stage, you know, we looked like we were going to make the playoffs last year. We was on a run. We won those three back-to-back home games against Lions, the Bengals, and the Chargers, I think it was. We won those three back-to-back games, and we was on a roll. And you know, it wouldn't have took much to get in the playoffs last year. And that's with the dominant Kansas City Chiefs in our division. We could have done it. So this year, I think, we're ready. We're ready. I think he'll be ready, and we should be practicing every day in Allegiant Stadium so that the players understand what it's like. We should be pumping noise into that stadium now. We should pump in noise so that we distract the offense and then go quiet when we're on the offense. We've got to. I don't know how the NFL's going to feel about it. You know, the sound noises or things, but they've got to create an atmosphere still, because you know players are only human as well. They react to sound. They react to what's going on. It's just going to be a bit weird when we score a touchdown and they jump in the end zone and Gorilla's not there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be interesting how they're going to deal with that, with the sound of it, you know. And we had Compton here join us in the studio a few weeks ago, and who's now signed with the Titans. But his point was as a signal caller on defense, as a guy wearing the green dot in the helmet, a lot of the calls and a lot of the signals that would come in from the sidelines, they would have to come up with something pretty vanilla, and then make changes to it relatively frequently, maybe even multiple times a game, because everybody's going to be able to hear you. Everybody's the other sideline is going to be able to hear your coaches, are going to be able to hear him, are going to be able to hear everything that's going on. So it's definitely unique. And I think that there is the smartest of coaches will figure out what the game is within the game. And I think we have one of those kind of coaches that he'll figure out. And Belichick's one of those guys. Like, there's a handful of guys that, you know, we'll find, because this is uncharted territory, and they're going to have to get creative with a lot of the things that they're doing in terms of how they're the actual hands-on of coaching during a game. And it's going to be very interesting to see what strategies ultimately develop amongst these coaches. You know, it's going to be pretty interesting to watch.
Yeah, I think they're going to, obviously, you know, like if you've got a home field advantage, you want to make the opposition's offense, react quickly, you know, go across the line, you know, early snaps. We've got to create different ways of making people make mistakes. And the other thing you'll miss, obviously, is that people can hear each other. So you're going to have your TV station saying, "We apologize for the bad language you just heard." You're going to hear everything that every player says. You're going to pick it up. You're going to hear the coach shouting. You're going to hear the player shouting. You're going to hear the referees. You're going to pick everything up. And, they can't hide the audio away from everything. So there's going to be a few players get a few fines for things that normally they wouldn't even be heard calling a zebra. But this time I think they're going to be heard. And, it's going to be interesting. But, every team's in the same boat. It's just the fact that how each team reacts is very, very important. And so lots of the Premier League teams over here, you know, they put banners up that had a history of their things. You know, in the end zones, we need our three Super Bowl trophies in the end zone. Behind one of the goalposts, we should have a huge big tarpaulin with that on. And the sidelines, we should have our heroes of over the years. You know, your Blitnikovs, your Florises, your Stablers. They should be on huge tarpaulins in that stadium. And in the other end zone, you know, we should have our great coaches. You know, we should have Al Davis in there. We should have Tom Flores. You know, we should have all those were there. So that place is already silver and black. But we that's got to be our place. You know, and it's got to be showing who we are. And I think some of these young players, and that's one of the beautiful things about the Raiders organization. They never forget their history and they never forget their alumni, and they install it into those players that, you know, you could be the next Stabler, you could be the next Blitnikoff, you could be the next Ghost of the Post, you could be any of those players, and you could be the next Cliff Branch. You know, who's to say that couldn't be the next Ruggs, couldn't be the next Cliff Branch?
But yeah.
They need to know what that history is, and we need to share that history all the time and believe in what we've got. So I think this year it's a case of using the alumni to pump those players up, because they're going to have in the English soccer stadiums, you're allowed 300 people in a stadium of 50,000. You're allowed 300 people. From October, they're hoping to take the capacities up to 25%. So that'll be like 13,000 people will be allowed in. I can't see, sadly, America. I mean, without getting political, America hasn't really got it worked out yet how they're going to deal with COVID. You know, whether they're going to wear a mask, not wear a mask, whether they're going to follow a guideline or not follow a guideline. You know, we still have a huge affected of cases here in the UK, but we've got that numbers right down. And I think if America can get it right, then we'll be in stadiums before the end of this season. But sadly, at the moment, things aren't quite right in America.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of ways to go. A lot of people think magically our things will change in November after we elect a new president, or whenever the election's over anyway. So be very
that's all you gotta say about that.
That's all I gotta say about that. All right, so Keith, while we got you, I want to ask you, you willing to take the Inside the Raiders Studio questionnaire? This is where I ask. Okay, I'm going to ask you a series of questions here. I believe it's 8 questions, and they're fun, real lighthearted. All right. What, Keith Smith, is your favorite Raider phrase?
Just win, baby.
Nice. All right. What Raider play excited you the most?
Ghost to the Post.
Oh, good one. Very good. All right. Which one is the worst Raiders play?
Oh. The tuck rule, the tuck game, the poxy tuck game.
Oh, that is.
And that was a good play, but it was.
That's a good play, right? That's the bad part about it. All right. Who is the
good play, but it was never given to us.
Who was the Raiders' worst player?
He wore number 2 and he was an overweight quarterback who did nothing from Louisiana.
All right. Who's the greatest?
I cannot even mention his name. He doesn't deserve to have his name mentioned.
He's like Voldemort. We don't say his name. Who's the greatest Raiders player?
Exactly. The greatest Raider player?
Yes, sir.
Freddie Blitnikoff.
Fred Blitnikoff.
Freddie Blitnikoff.
Why? Why do you put Freddie up there?
Player, but more importantly, an awesome friend.
Beautiful.
An awesome friend.
Beautiful. All right. If there is a job within the Raiders organization, if you could have your pick to do any job, any profession, you're now retired. So if you get, you get to live in Las Vegas or otherwise and had to have any job associated with the team, what job would you pick?
Well, I've always thought of myself as a very artistic person and somebody who understands fashion. So I think I need to help those Raiderettes to make sure their uniforms are correctly worn at every game, and I'll help them girls out, make sure they're doing all right.
That's the best answer yet to that question. I love it. All right. Okay. Last, Keith, many years from now, you walk through the pearly gates, you get into heaven, and who's standing there but the Maverick himself, Al Davis. He's got his 3 Super Bowl rings on. He's shaking his fist. He looks over at you and he points at you. What would you want to hear Al Davis say?
Crusader Raider, there's a space at my table for you for dinner. Come and join me, mate.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, you know this is Al Davis, so you'll probably be eating McDonald's cheeseburgers for dinner.
They're not McDonald's. They're McHeaven burgers.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Perfect.
Well, and apparently for dessert, we're going to have some Angel Delight.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Well done. Well done. Excellent. Well, Keith, I can't thank you enough for joining us here.
Thanks again for everything you do. It is really appreciated. You know, the important thing is we love the fun interaction, and your show is fun. You present lots of information for us, and it's a really great meet for us to be together and to enjoy each other's company. It's always a pleasure to be on here. I hope to join you during the season. You can ask me about how my new position with the Raiders is going. It's going to have to be virtual at the moment, so I'll have to get the girls to do a Zoom call with me, but we'll work it out. And I look forward to being there. But please encourage people, go to www.silverandblackuk.com. You'll find the link to the membership there. Join us, support us, and let's help other people in these difficult times. And most important of all, let's keep a smile on our faces, enjoy what we do, and just win, baby.
You're the man. Thank you so much, Keith Smith, for joining us here tonight, man. That was a lot of fun.
Perfect. I love it. Love talking to you. Stay safe, my friend, and we'll catch up again in the season.
All right. Sounds great, Keith. Look forward to it. Take care.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.